Thank you and good morning. A juvenile from Wichpec was airlifted to an out-of-area hospital on Friday after suffering an accidental gunshot wound from a 9mm handgun. A sheriff's deputy responded to the scene at Capel Road and found medical personnel treating the victim, who had suffered the wound after he and another juvenile had allowed an accidental discharge of the weapon. The victim remains in stable condition. Eureka police arrested 26-year-old Eureka resident Edward Brinson on Saturday after an enforcement stop on a stolen vehicle. The car had been reported stolen early Saturday morning from in front of a house on William Street in Eureka. Officers began a search of the area, and the 2006 Blue Scion was later spotted in the parking lot of a business in the 2800 block of Broadway. Brinson and a juvenile male were in the vehicle, and they were found in possession of a stun gun and pepper spray. After being interviewed, it was determined the juvenile had nothing to do with the theft, and he was released to his parents. Brinson, who was on probation for previous theft-related crimes, was taken into custody. Further investigation revealed that at least two vehicles had been burglarized in the William Street area, and items taken from those thefts were recovered from the stolen car. Brinson was booked into county jail on several charges. West Coast ground fishermen, burdened by high-interest federal loans, could get a year of relief if a bill co-sponsored by Oregon Congressman Peter DeFazio and North Coast Congressman Jared Huffman is passed. The bill would suspend for 1 year a mandatory fee that will save fishermen more than $2.4 million. The fee pays for regulators who oversee the fishermen's catch, and DeFazio said in a statement that already facing high-interest buyback loans and the cost of carrying mandatory observers on board, fishermen deserve a break. West Coast ground fishermen have been rebuilding fish stocks for several years, and a catch share program was instituted to help prevent overfishing, a program paid for by the fleet. This bill would suspend those payments for 1 year. A bill that would incrementally raise the minimum wage in California has passed through the state Senate and now heads to the Assembly for consideration. Senate Bill 935, authored by Los Angeles Senator Mark Leno, raises the minimum wage in three steps, starting at $11 an hour in 2015 to $12 an hour in 2016 and $13 an hour in 2017. After that, the minimum wage would be adjusted annually to the rate of inflation. Caltrans will resume work on the Klamath River Bridge today as the second season of repair work gets underway. The bridge is on Highway 101 near Klamath, and a temporary traffic signal will be installed. One-way traffic control will be in effect throughout the summer and into the autumn. Full nighttime bridge closures are scheduled for later in June, and the work is not scheduled to be completed until November. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A stabbing case is going to trial. Dave Silverbrand has more.
An Arcata man is going to trial for the fatal stabbing of an Arcata chef. The case became a defining point in the district attorney's race in Humboldt County. 35-year-old Joseph Farrar is accused of stabbing chef Douglas Anderson Jordette during an altercation in November of last year. The case was originally prosecuted by Elan Furpo, a DA candidate, and other candidates called into question her handling of the case. Finally, she relinquished it to DA Paul Gallegos. Judge Christopher Wilson said the case is as complicated as it is sad, but he said there is sufficient evidence to go to trial. His decision followed a two-day preliminary hearing. Two other suspects will go on trial as well, Sophie Buttercup Rochelot and 28-year-old Benjamin Stoiber. The two are accused of participating in the fight after Anderson Jordette had been stabbed.
Thank you, Dave. And on Friday night, while our colleague Dave Silverbrand was at home in Cutton, someone stole his silver Lincoln Town Car, which was parked out front. Silverbrand, who said the only thing of value in the car were the rearview mirror and a handicap parking placard, had some good news to report this morning. Sheriff's deputies on patrol spotted his stolen car while a suspect was parked at a gas station on Broadway fueling the vehicle on Sunday night. So, some good news. Dave gets his car back, and you get to hear him on the news this afternoon. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.